Martinelli needs to. I've been saying this like for the last 2 years. Martinelli should have learned Arabic by now. Should have known all the like Arabic from A to Z to Z. Do they have A to Z in Arabic?
Come on. Get up on his side. All day.
Just like 10 minutes at the time.
A Champions League.
Yeah, we don't need to go too much.
Like,
I'm not sure about that.
Current, like, so far, yeah, results so far.
Get that!
But, like,
get that! Get away, you!
This week,
get away, you! 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 Get away, you!
Get away, you! Get away, you! Get away, you! Alright, guys. Welcome to the 5 o'clock podcast with Soccer Talks with AK. This is the first where we have a lot of the crew on here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Special guests. Special guests.
Me, AK, and yours too. So today we're going to talk about, you know, you can already tell the Blues on one side, the Gunners on one side.
All right, boom,
this
boom.
One is today. It says morning, Arsenal.
Right, why they wear black?
I know everybody's wondering why I'm not wearing a jersey. I don't want to wear any jersey, you know, because Arsenal doesn't wear anything. They don't deserve me wearing that jersey.
Wow.
So they want me to wear that jersey. Wow. Then they should win this season. Mm. I'm not talking about Carabao Cup. I don't want that. You know, we ballers over here, so we gotta act like we ball. You feel me?
No, voilà.
We're not doing Chelsea shit right now. You feel me?
Yo, Daniel, is he all right? Is he okay with us now?
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all
right. Anyway, so before we get on the Chelsea versus Arsenal this weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the little Champions League because we just watched the what's it called? Is it the round of 16 qualifying?
Yeah, round of 16 playoffs.
Yeah. As big boys, we don't care about that, but we watched it because we love football.
Fair enough.
On BT.
I don't watch rubbish.
Well, yeah, those of us that watched it, what are your favorite moments from this? Because I think there are a lot of great games today.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Especially today. Yesterday's games were maybe like, I don't know, I find it a bit boring, but today's games were box office, especially the Atlanta v Dortmund and the, what was that one again? Juventus and Galatasaray.
Galatasaray, yeah.
And we can start with you, what was your favorite moment of this?
So aside from like yesterday's game, I think there's this team. This team, man, they worried a lot.
Bodo.
Go at Man City. They collected. But, yeah, I think they beat Inter, like, away from home. Like, I think Inter, Juve, the likes of them, they're not really... I think they won the Italian league. They just need to go back to the drawing board because, you know, for Inter or Juve to be missing from, like, the next round is not a good look for the Italian league, so...
They would have all been missing, if not for Dortmund being Spursy.
I mean,
I don't know who's more sporty than Dortmund and Spurs. Some of them, and the same thing they were.
Right. And I think they are through to the next round, right?
Yeah.
So, which is very crazy for like a team of that caliber. But you know, I mean, there was not really too many exciting games, but I think that game impressed me a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for me, it will be the Real Madrid and. Benfica, because the build-up to the game was just crazy. Mourinho saying, even, you know, do the press conference, you know, the Vinicius racial saga going on. And for Vini to score the winning goal again, that's just like, it doesn't get more scripted than that, you understand? Mm-hmm. And shout out to Benfica, they gave it to go, like, at the end of, for this match, you understand? Like, they scored first, Real Madrid responded. You know, Madrid scored again. They cancelled it, and Madrid scored again. You understand? So that's just the beauty of football. And also the Galatasaray match by Jesus Christ, bro. How do you explain that?
The,
you understand?
The games of Champions League.
In this Gen Z era, I have to give it that. You understand?
Yeah, really.
Like, you know, 10 men down, and the beauty of that game was. When Osimhen scored for Galatasaray,
who did Galatasaray play?
Juve.
Oh, yeah.
So Juve is out.
Yeah, Juve is out. So the thing is, when Galatasaray scored, right? Mm-hmm. The Juve fans were like, you know, applauding the players.
Yeah.
You know,
they did. They had
so when you say the players care for the team. You know who I'm talking to. That's what it means. But that's what the games.
Anyway, that's your.
that's what the games for me though.
But okay, I mean, for me, yeah, I didn't watch the Bodo Glimt game. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them for real, because I know people are saying that the reason part of the reason they're being successful is because of their playing in like people when people visit come to their home
right.
in harsh conditions, cold, mm-hmm. everything. But I think they've shown enough data in sense of like they're actually a very good team.
Yeah, and they play really good football. They I watched the game against City. I think it ended like 3-1 or. Mm-hmm. I think somebody got a red card in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They played like, you know, beautiful German style. Yeah,
they remind me of Ajax. I know a lot of Man United fans hate them, but that Ajax can have
yeah.
a team way back then that got that lost.
That Tadi Chanko,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, CH.
Nice, not really tiki taka position, but
yes.
like pass and move.
Pass and move, yeah. Creating chances, actually.
A lot of chances, yeah. So I really, that's a team I wouldn't want to face, honestly. I mean, I think, not me, actually, I'm not fine. No, but that they'll give
on two okay. legs. You have to go to their home.
Banter aside, Banter, sorry to cut in, right?
Yeah.
You know, during this podcast piece, Boniface spoke about this Bodo team.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
and it was like,
I remember.
The weather condition like, there is crazy. Like, I don't know what minus it was. It's obviously minus something.
Yeah.
And he said he has not seen the team that has gone there to win.
To win, yeah.
He said they beat Roma, Mourinho Roma. Is it 6-0?
Yeah.
That's the highest defeat is that. And then since then, I've been following them. And bro, every big major team that have gone there, I've not won.
Yeah.
To Man City.
You're playing on, I think, Inter, crazy old teams. It's always cold.
Athletic,
like, you're just
yeah.
not able to move.
Are you
properly.
Telling me Arsenal has not won?
We've not played them. Yeah, he's like, give me Bodo.
See, I don't mind Bodo. They're not like Bodo.
Bodo, he wants you.
You know what I don't want them? What if you now lose? Oh my God.
If we lose, then we don't deserve it.
I'd say, I don't want to lose. I don't lose to Bayern Munich. You know, that Monaco victory. You know, Bayern Munich has destroyed so many times in mm-hmm. the Champions League.
Yeah.
I remember when Monaco beat us. I could not sleep. Yeah. And that was a point where we hadn't gotten to the semis in a long time.
Yeah.
And that was, we were like, yo, this is where we'll actually get to the semis.
Yeah.
And that's not what's to Monaco.
What year was that? I don't know. We've lost Olympiacos. It doesn't matter. We keep losing.
We lose when it matters. So now it doesn't
matter. That red means it's an Arsenal fan, by the way. Just to let you guys know.
Anyway, this is how I support. This is my Arsenal paraphernalia. I mean, for me, Sha, my game of this thing was on that Atlanta Dortmund game. Crazy game. And like, I was making fun of Dortmund saying they are sporty. But they played well enough. They are attacking pretty well.
They play good football.
Like back and forth attacking football. That was one of my favorite.
To me, once Lukman left, I checked Atlanta. Out. I used to watch Atlanta games because
so
of
Lukman. So is Atlanta No, they actually qualified the only Italian team to make it through.
Who they beat?
They
beat Dortmund?
The German sports team, yeah.
Oh, really?
They beat them.
Word. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And it was I think 3-2 last minute, but it was a last minute penalty. It was sad. But it's kind of like a penalty that I'm like, I was almost leaning towards is not a pen because he did a weird Zlatan back kick, one flying kick like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the ball, but he left his studs on the guy's face. It was
really oh, wow.
So that was a pen. So I'm like, I mean, get the goal,
but it was
a very, very risky play.
Yeah.
He gave a last minute pen. I was like, damn, bro. But I thought I deserved it. They were getting more chances at the time.
Yeah. But I do want to say something in regards to this format. What do you guys think about it? I like this format because it's the playoffs gives a bit of, you know, back and forth. You know, it gives that old Champions League away goal feeling. But I mean, not totally. But you play like a certain team, and then you have to fight for, you know, being in that round. It's, it's definitely more interesting than having the table,
yes.
the old one where two people go and there two people have someone plays the Europa League. It was just, yeah, but
yeah,
this one brings
like
a lot of competition.
I agree with you. I'm still in the middle for this format because personally, I know people are saying that there are not big games. Like the previous one didn't really bring out these big game matches as much. But I mean, we saw some because usually in those group phases, usually two strong teams there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but I feel like I'm enjoying it because it's a new thing.
Right.
And one thing I do definitely agree on, I hated that thing about the third team in the group going to Europa League.
Yeah.
That I definitely agree to that because I suffered from it. When Arsenal was rubbish, they were going to give us Chelsea that one measure.
Yeah.
So that was very annoying to me. I feel like it was a bit unfair. So I like the fact that once you lose the Champions League, you're gone.
You're gone, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's really what I like. And the league table thing looks nice. Yeah.
What I like is actually because I feel like they kept to their word.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, this will increase, you know, obviously viewership and based on stats it did. And also the kind of competitive games we'll get to watch will increase. Like, you know, back in the days, like you just said, it would be Real Madrid, Dortmund,
Olympiacos,
Young Boys, Olympiacos, yeah. Stuttgart. Then imagine you qualify a guy of stats with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
Go to, you know, and what I'm saying?
They're playing Liverpool in the round in 16. Yeah. It's like, basically, the big things have gone. And like, it's like, there was no merit for, like, being very, having an impressive record.
Yeah.
Like, Arsenal never lost. Like, first, you know, very good record. And they will avoid some teams in the draws because of that.
But don't you think there's no jeopardy in this one? We already know the big team. I guess they are big for some, for the deserves because they are the best teams. Because it looks like all the strong teams are just going through regardless. Even if PSG that finished like 50, they'll still go through regardless.
Yeah.
PSG, they actually.
No, I actually watched the game today. It wasn't
hard. PSG?
PSG. Wow. It wasn't as.
My friend said they escaped.
It was, they escaped. Like, it was literally like very. Anyway, slim chance.
Of, what do you think about the new format? You like it?
Why is that such a
anyway, all this time I'm talking about that. I know they keep mentioning my second favorite game, but that's right. That game was crazy. Shout out to Osimhen, man. Real striker. Love
him. Real dad.
Frustrated. At all, like,
he was frustrated.
Not passing the ball to him. Very frustrated.
I don't even think that was the reason why he was mad. He was just mad of the outcome of the performance of his team. Yeah.
What's he meant to be mad about anything? What's he meant just like to the power? Just
like the power.
Juve, bro.
No, Juve, bro. Like 3-0. Come on.
You know who I want in Arsenal? That boy. That number 10. What's the name again?
Yildiz.
Yildiz.
Let me tell you, the only thing I know is Arsenal and people that I feel are good for Arsenal. That's one. Number one on my list.
I like him.
Yeah, that guy.
Because he can play in the attacking.
I think he's going to leave this.
He can play on the left. He can play on the right. So he's
going to Chelsea.
Huh?
Say go to Chelsea.
No, I said calm down.
Hey, you know it's not 19.
Relax.
It's not 19, it's not 20.
If I was Arteta, that's my number one buy this summer.
Anyway.
No, but.
Because
anyway, we'll get there.
We need to escape from the
shadows. Because I don't know what
you mean. I'm sorry, bro. But we need to escape from the shadows.
How about let it all work out?
Excuse me. We need to escape from the shackles of who?
Martinelli.
Bro, Martinelli needs to leave Arsenal.
But you just defend.
Make and go. He's.
No.
Let me actually check Martinelli's numbers this season. No, he's not as bad as people.
He's better.
No. My problem with Martinelli is that he could be way better. You guys, please let's take this seriously.
Yeah, talk to me, bro.
About Arsenal, not Chelsea.
Okay.
Seriously,
please. Let's start with Arsenal.
Arsenal seriously. Yeah, good. I know you don't take your team seriously, but you guys are not a serious team. But let me talk about my
serious team. A serious team that's as empty as this table, the trophy cabinet.
Okay, this is never end.
Right now,
it's not about this season.
By the time you don't even make it inside top five this season, you know.
You want to buy Liao.
Why would we even buy Liao?
Six goals, three assists.
What was I even saying against you?
Talk about move on from Martinelli.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Martinelli needs to. I've been saying this like for the last 2 years. Martinelli should have learned Arabic by now. Should have known. All the like Arabic from A to Z to Z. Do they have A to Z in Arabic? It doesn't matter.
You should know.
Because, bro, Martinelli, like, my problem with Martinelli is that he has, like, the qualities for a very serious winger, but he wastes his opportunities too much. Like, Martinelli is a very fast winger, and then I feel like Martinelli, with his Brazilian heritage, he acts like he's from England.
I get what you're saying.
Because, like, bro, like, he has all the qualities, like, especially, like, when he makes it, like, in the final third. And then, like, maybe, for example, he misses a lot of one-on-ones.
But he's, I mean, he's not a good finisher. Yeah.
That's his problem.
Like,
almost
like standard. Yeah, but it's, like, at this stage, yeah. Like, you already know what it is. So it's
that's
like,
why he has to go. No, but I think he's a great bench player. Someone that can come on the bench, he can terrorize you. We've seen him do the most.
Yeah, true.
But the problem is, I agree with you, he said that. The way he's very prolific. Profligate, that's why he doesn't see too much.
Okay.
Bro, like, there are times I've seen him come on the bench, second half, slow, defenders are getting tired and everything. This guy will get chance upon chance upon chance. A lot of times, like against Man City, he can score some, but the amount of times, especially that one, that near post by the side, I've seen him miss that chance, empty net.
So many times.
At this point, man, I'm tired of it. I feel like you guys always, I understand, but you always find the scapegoat.
There's always a scapegoat.
We need to win, bro. Like, the reason why we haven't won is because we have a lot of scapegoats.
Okay. You know what? Relax. At that juncture, let's do survive here, man. You know, the preview for Arsenal Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is the Arsenal guys, and there's the Blues. You understand?
As you can see,
no more champions. You understand? So, I think the honors is on you. First of all, you guys are league leaders, right? So, let's
you're home.
You're home too. Let's allow you. You can call it banter, but it's a fact, champ. I can't change it too, bro. So you guys start, man. Well, just start with it. What about the game? What do you think?
How do you feel?
You are the league leader.
Talk to me.
Exactly. You should be scared.
I mean, see.
No, wait. You should be scared.
Why?
Because how many times have we beaten you this season already?
That's a great question.
Two times.
You know what, AK? We were talking about the Tottenham game. You were like, Tottenham is like side dish for
side meal. Yeah, side meal for
both our London.
Yeah.
But you know,
what did I to say?
You can be like,
this is why I need clearly to take things seriously. Because when you don't take things seriously, this is an issue.
You can be like, but like,
I don't want to side meal.
It has switched me to the beach.
I don't want to order salad.
I mean, to be honest, I feel very different about this game. I think it will not be business as usual because of certain reasons. Because playing a London derby at this time, it's not necessarily about games in the past. You understand? Like, you guys playing Chelsea or not playing Chelsea, very good home record, so far or for the longest. But I mean, well, like a good record, yeah. Oh,
we speak based on Liam Rosenier right now.
What do you mean? So we go.
Yes.
Wow, so convenient. We've not won trophy, but we speak
on Liam Rosenier right now.
No, I'm saying regardless of Chelsea, like this season, you've been very good, at home, and even before previous season as well. But I feel like this game is going to be more about playing the occasion. About okay, are we going to? Because this is the London derby you played a couple of days ago is definitely not what you are
not this
expecting.
One, obviously, yeah.
Because if you want to come out, you also have to look at your back. So I think it's going to be a very cagey game in the first half. Trying to pro. Because I no matter how it's your home, Arteta is not going to go all guns blazing because he knows that. Copama and Joao Pedro, they are the back somewhere chilling. So, I just have a different feeling about this game. How do you guys feel?
I mean, banter aside, I'm being very objective. small part of me, they fear.
so stylish.
Because, if this game was earlier in the season, I'm actually, bro. Even the Stamford Bridge, going there, I was very confident. You remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you guys actually surprised me.
I was watching. It's
bro. I was like, what is happening here? Because I did not expect just performance. I thought we were going to go there. And kind of like recent seasons and ball out. And then I'll laugh at Chelsea for that. Mm-hmm. That's why I went to watch that game.
Yeah.
That's why I went. But that game didn't go as I expected. Because Chelsea actually they have good players. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, and their energy is intense. And I think Arsenal sometimes, when teams come out with a lot of intensity, it actually surprises us a little bit. I don't know why. It's been a theme I've noticed this season, like in Bournemouth too. But
I think it's against like lower opposition. Like you enter the start of play, it's just like there's a little
and
about it. Yeah, exactly.
Like even Sunderland too. Like it's as if it surprises the
exactly.
I don't like that. But we didn't lose the game. That is the draws that haven't hurt us more. It's the draws. The biggest those draws. Yeah. Drawing those games, and I hate it. Against Chelsea the second time around, the game was
big draw.
I think because of Liam, for some reason. I don't
know. Oh, the one with the Carabao Cup.
That first one.
Yeah. Oh, the 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2. Just you guys stay weirdly. I'm like, bro, if it's like that.
You could have killed us in that first
game. If it's that kind of Chelsea.
You could have killed us
in
that game.
Yeah, if it's that Chelsea we meet. If that Liam.
It won't be that Chelsea.
That Chelsea we meet. I'm very happy. But
is Reece James is fit?
Yes, he's fit, yeah.
Do you Reece James play
against Carabao Cup? It is our defense, so. Guy, because on a normal day, if we can just like say, oh, okay, our defense is good. No, he didn't play.
Well,
I think it was hurt that time.
He was very impressive in under Maresca when they faced us. So
he was the best player that day.
He was the best player that day. Granted, but anyway, I expect Arsenal to win just because I expect us to win. Honestly. But what I'm worried about is what you pointed out, the occasion. I hope they don't play the occasion. If Arsenal plays the occasion, they're setting themselves up for failure.
Uh-huh.
Like against
you don't really try to go for the game first half. The second half is like 60 something minutes. Like when are we going to?
I don't feel that stress, bro. That Wolves game was so. See, against Tottenham, everyone so seemed relaxed, but against Wolves, you're seeing the guy shouting, rah rah rah. I was becoming anxious. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, like it's as if. They know something is about to happen. When it was 2-0, then 2-1, it's as if everybody knows. Like the way I was feeling, I could see Declan's eyes, I was feeling the same way.
Yeah.
I could see Gabriel, I could see Raya. They were all looking nervous for some reason. I'm like, bro, you're playing Wolves.
Yeah.
Wolves.
But that's the thing about Premier League. Like there's some you can't stop the attacks. Once the attacks start coming, it's like you have to wait for a good moment to die down. Or you need someone like a very experienced player to like kind of change the pace of the game.
They have no excuse.
That's what killed us in Chelsea.
They have no excuse for what happened against Wolves. That's the thing. Because like there's a lot of experience on the there was a lot of experience on the pitch. But then you're seeing your leaders, Gabriel, Raya, Rice, looking anxious. And you see the worst part, the manager is looking anxious.
I mean that's normal now. He's not stick, there's a human being.
But that's where that's where I think that's where we lost the game.
Yeah.
Like emotionally, we couldn't manage our emotions well. That's the thing. Against Tottenham, honestly, I'm very happy that Gabriel thing was cancelled because
that changed the game. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a huge emotion, like actual test of character. That 2-2, I was like, if I didn't cancel that goal, that would have been huge. So. We can't let the game get to that.
We should not give teams a chance.
Not making it for ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen. Our character was. I don't want any 3-2 nervous. Showing character. I don't want character. Don't give us 3-0.
It's going to be a slim game. Very slim match. 1-0, 2-1. Let's put games.
What do you think, Daniel? Talk to me.
I think we're going to destroy you guys.
That's good.
Destroy.
I think so. I can feel it in my bones. If we don't destroy you guys, then we end up drawing and I'll be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think Arsenal is going to destroy Chelsea. Boom.
That's it. My man.
Alright.
Okay. It's a big game, first of all. When it comes to big games, man, there's like obviously football form is out the window.
Yeah, true.
And if there's any team that can spoil the party in this Premier League, it's Chelsea. We did for Liverpool when Gerrard slipped. We did for Tottenham when Leicester won the league. Mm-hmm. You understand? We know how to spoil the party, man.
That's true.
And like my learned colleague here just said, okay, you understand? Because Chelsea fans are smart. That's just put it out there now. You understand? It's, I think it's about the occasion. And if Arsenal and Arteta, you know, get soaked up, you know, on the occasion, I feel like we'll capitalize on it. Thanks. You know, because that once that pressure just choke you guys, man. I've seen games whereby, like, for example, you just pointed out that Wolves game. You understand? You know, we've seen games whereby if you actually test, like, if you shake body with this Arsenal team,
yeah,
you can get something from them. Mm-hmm. You understand?
If you're a very good moment,
you take your chances
not to defend.
Yeah.
Once you get, maybe you nick one in early, mm-hmm, they miss the first chance. Mm-hmm. First half, like, what I've noticed watching Arsenal games, like, once the first half is gone, it's 0-0, and they are not scoring, the second half starts like very in energetic.
They come with that.
Reaches the 70 minutes, yeah, and it's like we're not looking like we're making any, we are creating chances. Then the nervousness starts coming, and then every team with Arsenal is, you're going to have your chance, just use it when it comes.
And
you know, if it's 65, 55, mm-hmm, whenever, you're going to get a 10, 15 minute spell.
Fair.
Just make it count. That's all.
And my thing also for this game that I'm taking like a bit of grace from is that, you know, we've seen Rosinho against Arteta 2 times this season. And yes, Arteta has won, rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
The first game, like you pointed out, 3-2, that was like Chelsea pretty much beating, quote unquote. You know, then the second game was like highly tactical. You know, both teams were like, you know, weighing each other out, looking at, you know, the time to like attack. Mm-hmm. The one that Havertz scored the winner, you understand? So mm-hmm, I feel like we've played Arsenal enough this season. We've seen Arsenal at their best. We've seen them, you know,
yeah,
when they want to. They know how to play. They know how to be compact. They know how to make it hard for Chelsea to play. You understand? But I just feel like this is the game whereby at this point, you know, it's not a matter of, you know.
Already, we are beating you guys.
I just feel like
I sorry to cut you off, but I look at it like when has Arsenal really like put up a performance against the top six side this season? I don't think of it.
Against
United you lost, against City you drew, against Liverpool you drew. You won the first game.
No, they didn't win. Zoboslai free kick. You lost. Liverpool beat them home.
No, Zoboslai free kick. That was the first. Was it against Man U or?
Liverpool. We saw Liverpool.
Liverpool beat us the first time.
They didn't win.
That's what I'm saying. Man U. Okay.
We won Man U and then they won.
Oh, then you won, you guys, and then Liverpool beat you guys. And
so pretty much,
you drew the second leg, and then City.
Villa beat you at home too now.
We don't say top six now. We talk top six now.
Yeah, but
Tottenham. But I'm saying like it's not really been like convincing 3-4-1. You know, just the way you guys you can't compare. You beat City 4-1 like I think last year,
five,
right?
Five. Yeah.
Wow.
You.
I'm forgetting.
Bro,
but like that was like all out counter attack from Arteta. But like this year, I don't know. It's not giving like.
I'm very confident that we're going to beat you guys.
Why?
Because it's Emirates.
Yes. The only thing I'll say would be our Achilles heel this season will be against the smaller teams where we need to win. But against and maybe Man City, because I mean that's a very like high stake game. But I don't see any other team beating us except from smaller teams. So like Chelsea, who else is the bigger team that is?
Do you see yourself dropping points this weekend? Forget win, lose.
No, we're not dropping. Okay, we're beating you guys.
No,
we're beating. The worst case scenario is a draw. The worst case scenario is a draw. And
worst case for me.
Wait, hold on.
I will pick that worst case.
I
can only see that if we get to like 70th minutes and we don't pop, like just like you said, because Arteta doesn't know how to change game. Like, if the game goes that way for 70 minutes,
he'll bring, Arteta bring Nani. He doesn't that which is my boy. He doesn't know how to do it. He's not going to do anything.
We'll keep this one, though.
Don't worry. Nani is not doing anything.
I know. Bro, I'm telling
you. The only person I'll say, okay.
I'm going to say, cause it's that.
I was going to say, most times I see Jesus coming in, I want to cry.
No. They should move. The only reason why I can see them bring Jesus is if we need like a second striker or a supporting striker.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he can even maybe stay on the wing, but he doesn't really do anything, bro.
I feel like he's physically, he's lost.
He's out of it. He's out of it. He needs to go to like.
Yeah, definitely. This summer.
Do you remember Jesus, the first team we signed him against Chelsea?
Yeah, I remember. I remember
that finesse shot.
Even like, the dribblings.
No, the first time I got the encounter with Gabriel Jesus was you remember this I think it was like a summer game where Arsenal played Chelsea.
Oh, in Florida.
Not Florida.
Yeah, you played.
He scored.
He was like 3-0.
I was there.
Okay,
I didn't see, but I was there.
I remember that game. I was just like, I'm like, what is happening? That's not what
you guys are telling.
The person could be balling from the bench.
I'm like, what is going on?
That was Tuchel now.
Yeah. We just signed like Koulibaly. We signed like players.
Who is going to be the starting lineup for Chelsea?
Before we even get to that, I think my question is, where do you guys think the game will be won? Is it the midfield or the attack or you guys' defense?
Man, I'll say our defense.
If you see the win also, with so much confidence.
I'll say our defense.
How about you, Mazi?
Because we're going to have a lot of like chances, but we're going to miss it. It's only going to be like one or two that will enter. But our defense, like you guys have pretty good attackers. So like, I can see our defense like coming on top of it.
That's a good point. I actually agree with him. I think the difference between us now, like I said in the last pod, and earlier in the season, is that we know what to expect from our attack. We become a more effective team. We'll score when we need to score. We'll score like maybe 2-3 goals. We're not going to always blew things away. So we've been very dependent on how solid we like our defense is.
True.
Which hasn't been the case this season. For fatigue or emotions or whatever. But we need our defense to be as solid as it was earlier this season. So like at least I will know nothing's coming from in our end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's now about how to get the goals.
Yeah.
Because once your defense is solid, it gives your attack more confidence.
More confidence to
move forward. So I think if our defense is as solid as it's been, I see us actually winning.
Especially like with the crowd and everything at the Emirates. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I really see.
Because if right.
I think that's a good point for you guys. That Emirates factor. Yeah. I don't like
claims. Because especially after winning like Tottenham, I'm feeling like everybody's feeling good right now. You know, I think we're going to ride off the back of that. And then,
no, true. A lot of that's why I'm saying it. It's good that they won. They scored four very scarce. Yeah, like, everybody's feeling
good.
Joker
is, I'm pretty sure,
they can come.
Very confident too.
You know what you said earlier about like the crowd and whatnot? And that thing I've noticed in the Emirates Stadium, which is why I think our form at home has dipped a little bit, is that whenever you start, I wasn't seeing Raya making this much mistakes earlier this season. Like misplacing passes or Gabriel like maybe hitting the pass too long and chasing after it. All those small things.
Yeah.
You can tell because Arsenal fans right now are very, very nervous. So all those small things, I see the crowd feels it.
Yeah.
You hear moo.
Exactly.
They're scared.
So we need to
look very, very calm. I'm losing a lot of nerves. Literally.
We have to hit the game passes from the first kickoff.
Yes, we can't be misplacing passes. Timber. It's right, bro. That's two games now. I'm saying Timber. Misplaced 3-4 passes in a row. And the crowd usually.
I'm happy you even mentioned that Timber thing, but before I even cover Timber, my one is the attack. I feel like Palmer will have to, Palmer wants to make a statement after what has happened. So man is attack.
I agree with you. And I agree with him for a couple of reasons. He just came back from injury.
Yeah, he's a City boy.
You know, he scored penalty, whatever goes, you know. But, like, he has not really put off, like, a performance in a while where Chelsea will be like,
based on his level and standard,
like, like, Palmer played well. Yeah, he can score first half hat-trick. I don't care how many hat-tricks he scores. Mm-hmm. But, like, show me something. Like, you know, show me
who you are. He will show you that one.
You know? But regarding where the game will be won or lost, I'm going to take a very different direction. I think it will be won in the midfield. Mm-hmm. Reasons why, because I feel like everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, you know. And when they come together, it's going to be really like who's, you know, marking who. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I feel like the weakness is trying to keep, try to see how, you know, who do we like mark, whether it's Mendy or Rice, who do we tag? Somebody is going to have to be the weak link that's not going to be able to play the game, you know. So
monochrome, metronome, what do you call it?
Free my captain.
You know, and then it's going to be uneasy. Like, are you going to be able to, like, you know, chase guys, you know, like, come back, do your defensive duty, like win area balls. Just be a little, want it more, because he's usually a very, like, calm, I mean, Jesus boy. This is not time for Jesus here. This is time for, this is London derby, like, dirty tackles. You have to be stuck in a little bit, you know, to try. And this is where, like, Rice helps a lot. So I think the midfield, and also on our part, Caicedo has to be very disciplined.
He has to be,
because I know that game, and I know that game, and I know that game against the first leg against Arsenal. Like, he wanted it more, you know when like sometimes I see him make tackles, I just be like, okay, I just trying to be, but like he went and like this game, I go show him that. He cared so much about
caring the keepers,
you know. And it was, I think that time we were first, second, so it was like a something.
There was that media chat about Caicedo and Rice was going up, so he got his head
because I mean. Yeah, human being.
I think he got to Rice head too. He didn't even perform that day.
He didn't play well.
It wasn't that bad though.
It wasn't bad, but he didn't perform like the Rice standard. Standard that he has been, like, you know.
Better about clicking Rice. Right.
Man like Dex.
Rice standard. But, you know, but I think KG game, but.
Keep going.
It's going to be, very cagey game. Slim chance, but you know that midfield is the cocoa, and that's why I feel like
you know
we might have an edge.
Just to support what you're saying, real quick, and I feel like Santos playing with Caicedo now, and now I sound like a broken record. But Santos playing with Caicedo now, you know, I feel like he's just taking off that pressure and that stress of Caicedo. And him playing with like double pivots.
Right. Not too many grounds.
Not too many tackles. Like, and Santos is just, apart from that mistake he made that led to that Burnley goal, you know, I think is that pain will actually help us in that midfield also. So
what about Reece James?
A man like Reece, man.
It's playing. I mean,
Why are you guys scared? You guys are scared.
That's the only person I rate in that Chelsea team.
I remember Reece James.
That's the only person I rate.
I think that time we just signed Lukaku. Lukaku bodied some guy and scored. And Reece James like shot the ball like into the net. I remember that goal.
That was against Arsenal.
I think it was first game of the season.
Yeah, that was the second game.
Second game.
I actually wanted to make a point. Where you talked about the midfield and everything. Yeah. Actually, to an extent, I think the midfield is also part of our defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason why we've been having some defensive issues is not really just about individual defenders. It's also because of I think Rice is very, very good, but I think he's been a bit overworked. I think Zubi's form since the turn of the year hasn't been.
Zubi has dropped. Not the Zubi I knew.
Yeah, so I think Rice is having to do a lot.
Zubi has 6 goals.
He's doing well.
No, I'm not trying to, but ask him. Ask me who is my sign of the season. I've been saying that Zubi is for me is my sign of the season.
Zubi has been playing well overall. But I think he's I think maybe physically.
I think
he plays so much minutes. I think physically he's been a bit overworked.
He's jaded, bro.
Yeah, so
he's
not.
He's in a very sensitive area. He gives like less than 6.5. Yeah, he's affecting the game, yeah, so it's yeah, like
he's not coming as much.
Bro, I think
Rice is having to do a lot more. Rice too. Yeah, I think he's
I think Arteta needs to rotate that overworked.
Yeah.
No, God is a good shot. Like, look at the game. I know it's against Wigan that we played him, but that nigga was making like a lot of like forward passes, very good forward penetrating passes into the middle and center of the, you know, attacking midfield.
Yeah,
you know, we need more balls like that, because every time like I'm seeing Zubi and Declan like making sideways passes, and then we're always going towards the wing to, you know, make some kind of like play. We need to play through the middle more.
But we don't really have the only person that enabled us play through the middle that much before was Odegaard.
Odegaard is always going to decide now.
No, like trying to play Saka in. Yeah, look, bro, this nigga had
Saka is always here now.
No guy, bro.
Saka is always
the only person. He was the only person who.
This is Odegaard. This is Saka. This is not really Saka.
He's in Champions League against Bayern. He's not Gyökeres. They played so one, two, three times. I'm saying in that.
They're able together. Don't even us. I'm never to get out. To them. So this answer Arteta. So it's Arteta pro.
In that pro
max. Pro max.
In that midfield three, Declan is not really the person they expect to play the ball forward too much.
Yeah.
So when he can, but I mean, deep line, his job is to do what he has to do as well before. Instead of trying to like tempo through, like a conductor in a sense.
That's what Zubin needs.
So he's not. He's not always going to play for a pass. How he won't complete to the middle.
Actually, I have two questions. I have two questions for you guys.
Actually, don't ask this guy. This guy is always so bad.
That midfield three.
God damn.
Declan Rice, Zubimendi, and Eze. Part of and that reason why they're also being very overworked is that Eze is not.
He's not overworked. He has not played that many games yet.
He's also not an eight per se. So he's not really going to help that much.
Yeah.
He's always trying to go forward. And I actually don't mind that. So he now makes, if you remember, when like Rice, Odegaard, Zubi, or Partey played back in the days, you were seeing Rice like bump forward a lot more. And you're seeing now because of Eze's play. Because Eze is not going to drop as deep as Odegaard used to. So because he's always forward.
Yeah.
So I think they're still trying to find the balance. In that middle of the park,
There's Rice no like natural box to box eight, like apart from maybe Rice,
box to box. But man, the kind of work we are putting on
him, but it's like you guys, there's a reason why you played Merino in that area because you know, Merino's physicality,
Merino is also quite physical. Merino is someone that I wish was fit
for the aerial drills,
I wish
it caused us problems, man. The first
time they are trying Saka in that tempo position as well.
I just will just experiment.
Tinker. Yeah, but you know what's funny? I think my question to you guys, make it quick, please. What is Rice position? Is he as a six or as a
now he's an eight
bump like box to box kind of
player. Now he's an eight.
What's his best position?
His best position
for you as an Arsenal fan.
For me, I would just rather him just sit in front of the back four, man.
That's deep line six. How about you?
Honestly,
well, I like him as a box to box.
Box to box.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, do you know why I don't like him as a six? Right. I don't think Rice is a good six for a team that likes to dominate proceedings like Arsenal. I think he can do it. He's done it before. We've seen it and he's been successful.
He does it
for
now.
England. For England too, he does
it. You pass the ball back to him.
I don't get what this guy is saying, man. I don't get.
In build up, Rice has like one of the most touches. Like something that is not even necessary for you to pass back to him. So it's like the anchor of everything.
I think Rice doesn't even need to leave that place.
That's what I'm saying. He's not really a deep line playmaker kind of six. He's more of someone that cleans up stuff. He breaks up play a lot. He tackles. He's not that great on the half on the turn. He's not your person. He's not like
that's why you have the.
You want him to be standing over head balls. You want him to be spraying passes.
Part of Rice's best ability is running with the ball. That guy covers guy like
yeah.
I agree with you that on this one. I mean, because he has the energy. So why hold him back? Six,
you're literally
pigeonholing him. Yeah, holding him back.
His best ability.
Yeah.
Yes, he's among the best winning back positions. But why Rice, bro? That long,
that bumping, yeah, box to box.
Okay, yeah, so he can always do that with a very good box to box midfielder right next to him.
Wait, told him
if he's playing six. No, if he's playing six, okay. You can't tell me that he's going to be playing six all the whole
game. I know he played six when was our West
Ham? West Ham, what is he bumping
to? Not every time.
Yes, we don't need him to bump every time.
Switchek? Switchek was playing was...
Like, there was another player that would play sometimes with
six. It was him and that guy. No, it wasn't Ward Prowse.
But what was I saying? Okay, yes. I mean, of course, you can interchange. Sometimes, maybe he knew six. Zubendu, he knew six. Zubendu's good. Because Zubendu actually goes forward a lot, if you notice.
It was...
Don't worry.
Never mind.
Never mind about it. But I think I prefer him playing an eight. Sometimes you can swap out with Zubendu and see it as we go. But right now, with Eze, 12 games, they double pivot. So...
The second question is, what is wrong with Simba?
He's just tired. Like, he's overplayed.
I think he's a natural back three center back kind of. So to be playing, to be bumping down back and forth, it's not easy, you know. So
it's not easy. That's why they play Reese in the middle of the park sometimes. Because if you do that consistently, that would get injured.
No, but I mean, in addition to that, though, we don't have. Like, we didn't have really, like, when we had Palmer's injury, we had to play Enzo at 10. Mm-hmm. We didn't have someone who can sit as well because Cancelo would be alone. So it's like tactical stuff, but I mean, too, we have to manage him as well. So,
only back and forth, you're right. Modern football. Yes. As a right back.
Covering this stuff.
It's crazy. No, it's just back anymore.
Like, I actually think Zubi will make a better box to box.
Nah, right?
Yeah.
No.
This guy's taking me back, but let's move forward.
Let's move forward, please.
Predicted lineup. Man. Let's start with that.
Okay, let's start with the keeper.
Your keeper is signed. Why are you wasting time? You already know who it is.
No, I think is it player lineup?
Oh, don't worry. I was thinking combined. Is that what we're doing?
No, we are doing combined eleven.
Why are you wasting time? You know who the best keeper is. Let's hurry
best
up.
Keeper, though, I've seen Brad do some horrible
things. Yeah, so you choose horrible things. Raya.
I'll go for Raya.
Raya, man. That's not respect, Raya. Say hi.
Raya, man.
I'll go for
Raya.
He's on current form.
But don't worry,
Raya.
Bro, what
Raya,
is
this?
Raya,
please. Let's
Raya. I hope he doesn't backfire. Raya, okay.
I swear you did there. Ah, let's start with back.
Wait for me.
4-5.
So, right back or 4-5?
Let's start with
like
right
two,
back.
Two right back?
Okay,
right back.
Right center back.
We even waste our center back. Two of them said.
There's no need.
Okay. So we got that Saliba and Gabriel.
Saliba and Gabriel.
Wait, what
do you say?
But Kuku doesn't really like it. I mean, give Saka problems.
No, Kuku be trying, though.
Give Saka problems, though.
No, the guy be trying, bro.
Saka, they complete you, but you see all those jabs. Dog being pestled by your face.
I'm going to miss it.
That's why I'm happy that it's not going to be.
Wingers don't like playing against
So, who is this
player? Back.
Yes, now, We get Luis Kelly. You asked me if we have left back.
Okay.
I told you.
But this game starts for you guys.
But for this game, I will call Hinkapi. Because he's been in great form.
I'm not going to agree with that because of availability. That's why.
Stylistically, I actually prefer Calafiori.
Yeah, but Hinkapi has been and Bika will be getting too injured tomorrow.
So then everybody agree.
Wait,
who be your left back?
Gorilla is not fit, so that's why Hato.
So Hato go.
And Gusto gonna play. Gusto.
I don't think Gusto.
I'll take Gusto back.
She just pull Hato there.
No, but I'll take Gusto back. Hato have
some big game where you need someone to have sense. I'll take Gusto
back. If you play Gusto, you go fuck.
So what is the?
Because Saka against Gusto is mad. And Gusto is now on his weaker side.
Ah,
bro.
I feel like you might play Gusto.
Love yourself, bro. Yeah. Tell your manager to love yourself.
Are we all decided on Kapi?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going Kapi.
So let's go to midfield.
Six. Caicedo.
He doesn't even play six anymore. It's like this guy, he plays six and Andre, then Caicedo, they get like double pivots.
They
How is this formation? Because formation, you can.
Are we playing double pivots or one pivot?
4-3-3. That's
4-3-3. So it doesn't matter. Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick Caicedo six.
How about you? How about you, Daniel?
Who's your six? Availability too.
No God.
And give me my Zubi, bro.
So it says Zubi. Mm-hmm. It said Caicedo. I said Caicedo. What you say?
Caicedo.
How many goals does Caicedo
have
this season?
Don't worry.
How do you go to 10 when this? No,
let's do two of that.
Okay. This is why you guys,
no matter what happens, no matter what happens, rice in this mission.
Obviously, it's now. Right.
You want to argue?
Anonymous.
Can you hide?
10.
It's not rice to rice.
I tell everyone I did.
And I tell problem after you come. 10. So don't get 10.
I feel like you the first for 10.
I want to call AZ, but I'll be biased.
Who are you?
I'll go for Eze because Eze is on form, bro. I want to believe that he will carry from Tottenham to Chelsea.
This is a bit of a bias thing, but I have to go Eze. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I won't call Odegaard. Odegaard is disgusting.
See, so, you guys are playing.
You're going to war with Caicedo, Rice, and Eze at 10.
Okay, sorry, that's crazy. Okay,
I mean,
yeah,
you said Arsenal, Chelsea.
That's a good team.
Yeah, okay. Come on, that's not Peter Min's election.
Because, bro, like, think about it. You have Rice and Caicedo in front of the back four.
Yeah.
And Iga, like, Izzy can stay.
This guy, too, Rice can go back and forth as he wants. Don't worry.
Caicedo did
clean up.
Yeah. Even though he's an idiot, he's just...
Let it be known. I know I lost, but now I put Palma as my 10. Let it be known.
Okay.
I mean, I would rather, for you guys, I would rather put Palma on the right. For you guys. For Chelsea. I'm not saying he's better than Saka. I'm just saying, like, if I was going to pick someone for the right wing, I would pick Palma in the Chelsea team.
Yeah, I feel like this might take was a bit biased. I can't lie, but I'll pick Eze.
All right, front three. All right, front three.
But front three.
Left wing first.
Left wing.
That's
actually hard.
Yeah, that's actually very, very hard.
Left wing.
You guys have like
I don't understand.
They have like 10 compared to
our. It's funny because our left us my bits.
Imagine that we know the one that was a striker.
No, left wing.
Ah, this is very.
That's what I was saying.
I'll go Neto.
I'll go Neto too.
I mean, they have a choice. That's your best
figure. That's what it's about. Actually, the same genre.
Yeah, they're like the same. Neto is just faster.
We don't know whether it's better on the right.
No.
Wait.
I don't know.
Why should I insulting Trossard right now?
He's a good player, bro. He doesn't have anything. At this point of the season, he doesn't have anything.
Yeah, based on form this season, too.
I look at one thing, I think, well, I'm sure the pick Tom as a 10 and Eze as a left winger. Why are you even putting Eze on 11 when we know that Eze doesn't play? But that's the issue. I agree on him, but combine them, like where would you think, like the winning team. But he can decide to play on the left.
I'm not saying that, this is about us.
Okay. Yeah, where you rather play?
I'd rather play him. Because the best head I've seen is still that left half.
Yeah, Crystal Palace.
We have already agreed now. We don't really vote. Don't worry.
Okay, don't really vote, is it?
So, my left wing, I'll go with. I'm actually very conflicted, honestly, because as an individual player.
Gary or Joe, I actually prefer Neto as a player.
Left wing, I'll say Neto.
So Neto stays. Right wing.
Neto is just faster than Trossard, man.
That guy's scary, man.
You think he's scary?
I'm like, you think he's scary? That guy's scary. Do you know? He has pace.
He can dribble, but they should make him be weird sometimes. It's like once he gets to that box, it's like as if you know when you off light. and he plays sometimes, just like make the right decision. You've been playing for wolves, like you didn't buy it, come on.
Just describe Martinelli, like make the right decision.
Pass where you're supposed to pass. Bro, no, Neto should be older.
He's 26, 27.
He's been playing for this league for like a while now. So something just shocked me.
Yeah, left wing. You see the way you
said. You say for us now, we need UDs, bro.
Trossard is a good player, but I've watched him on a few Arsenal games. It's like I see him playing, and I can't remember what he did in the game.
He can be clutch, bro. He be scoring.
Right wing.
Bukayo. Saka every day.
Saka one day. I'll choose Palmer.
Yeah, even though it's annoying because that's why I was telling Palmer to be in 10. Because I'd have put Saka in my
I would like to go.
Yeah, that's the
issue with Eze too. I put Eze left and put Palmer 10.
Yeah, you know what, yeah? It's only when he plays well, he plays well. Under Liam, Palmer will play as a 10 under Liam now, behind JP.
Behind JP, based on positional, I'll go with Saka.
Okay, Saka for the win.
Saka on the right.
As a striker.
Jesus Christ, so good person level. Palmer no day. I said Palma in my demo. I told you guys so.
Anyway.
Striker. JP now. What's it?
Like this. You see how Takam no collector.
Guy man is mine, it's JP, man.
Only sports work.
Yo, but guys, let's be fair. Apart from sports, we either picked Gilchrist, be fair to yourself.
I'm not picking João Pedro, bro. Apart from sports, how about you?
Apart from sports, would you have Gilchrist? What do you mean? João Pedro has been scoring back to back. Gilchrist has more goals.
How many goals does he have? 15 goals.
Yeah, 15 goals.
In the Premier League.
No, in Prem, 10.
One are they always.
You're talking about like this season.
You said 4.
He has 10 years left.
There's no striker more from Gyökeres right now.
He has the most goals this year, bro.
He has the most goals in the Prem this year.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, bro. No, they lie, bro.
Okay.
Yes,
it is true. I think it's the best GA. Not the best.
Yeah. And the start.
No, don't worry. I go very firm. Jokeres.
JP has been scoring this year, like back to back.
He scores like two goals in a game.
Where's Gyokeres? He always insulting the pod. The same Gyokeres.
Bro, I don't be insulting. I just keep quiet.
Okay, 10 in the Prem, 1 in the EFL.
Okay, how many goals does JP has in the Prem?
16.
Bro.
What are you seeing?
So that means he has 10 goals in the Prem. That's what I'm saying right now.
Oh, he has 11. I don't have to look at it.
In the Prem, right?
Then where else?
Then it's fair to say.
But all the 11 goals in no score.
That one. See that extra one?
He has.
What are the other goals? Where else?
11 in the Prem and then Champions League. He has 3. That's okay.
So 14, 15.
Uh-huh. 14 with 4 assists. 4 with 5 assists.
Okay, 14 how many assists does your career have?
It doesn't have.
But it doesn't. You ask yourself that question.
I'll go with your Pedro.
Now we just whine us.
I don't think your Pedro is better than you.
I think over time, you guys understand that Gyokeres is better.
I hope so.
I don't think so.
Scoreline. But let's
3-1.
I feel like based on history.
That's also possible.
You want to go with history. This is the Emirates we are talking about.
3-1.
So I think it's going to be a very.
We'll give you guys one goal.
It's going to be 1-1. I go 1-1.
After history, just after the history.
I think this is not good. I said this time around, bro. No, when I go feel the pressure.
I'm gonna go with. Actually, I will say 3-1. Actually, it's true because if it's 2-1,
guy actually copy me.
I feel like it's 2-1.
You score 3.
I feel like it's 3-1.
Let me see.
You watch the game, Shaq.
Your defense is actually really bad.
Like, they cannot string 3 passes and beat press.
Your defense is bad. Your defense is bad.
But, bro, I cannot hold the ball and I can't pass 4 and beat your press. You guys, who is pressing me? Gyokeres? It's not that. Where is he running to?
Wait, you said who is pressing you? Gyokeres? Bro, Gyokeres is one of the best pressers in the fucking league.
On Sunday, we'll see.
You guys say Spurs are bad. They played Burnley.
Oh,
you guys are bad. So let's stick to Spurs are bad, full stop.
No, Spurs
are bad, full stop.
Then that's pretty much it.
Spurs are bad.
We played with the
worst. What's more?
I feel like it was more about us than Spurs.
It was more about you guys
than Spurs. Yeah, bro. I think that game could have gone less.
Bro,
easy.
It was 10 minutes in, and these people are back in their half. We were passing the ball. I was like, this team is not that. Why are you respecting them so much? They are not that good.
The commentators were saying, Spurs came out with the right energy.
Which energy? Go and look at that. Go and look at
the group chats. Other people,
bro, Go and look at the XG.
I know you said 3-1. You said 1-1.
Tell me that Liam Rosinho is going to come to my Emirates Stadium and beat.
I'm at 2-1.
I'm going to win you guys 2-1.
I just feel like that midfield battle will be really big. Like you just said, very, very cagey. And our attack is on form. And the only strength you have is Saka against Gusto.
That's the only strength we have.
Yes. Hey. The only thing I see.
Don't see they play.
The only thing. The only way I see us really like getting beat from this Arsenal
is that
defense. No, Tosin is not gonna play.
Who's injured? Is a red card.
San, this guy, San Chalobah, not easy.
San Chalobah against. We're gonna try San against.
Who are you to play? Badiashile.
Sa
is our best defender right now. We can play like a three. I can play Achepong. We play maybe three. Then Rich James can play midfield. We have something. We always have something for you guys.
Yes, you have something. Doesn't mean it's quality.
Don't worry.
You have quantity.
You don't have blow for you.
Go chop that something.
It's okay.
You don't have blow for me. You need give me food for us. You need give me ginger.
I'm telling you, bro. My team.
Nah, but last, man. Last. I'm saying 2-1.
So 2-1-1-1-3-1-3-1. I bet.
Why are they copying me? You know, video.
You know, go bad.
I have to.
You know, say
that 3-1 loud.
You know, say the last time you bet, you lose your bet. Yeah. Maybe this one go best, no go bad the effort.
Now why you mess me up, bro? See, sometimes history they change. It just takes one game to change history. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I know historically, Chelsea are Arteta's best opponents.
It's like 7 years now, bro.
It's crazy.
It's like reverse winger. By 6 years, yeah.
Reverse winger.
Because there's a time we end everything, and I feel like it's now the right time.
There will be one day.
Hey, if it's this Sunday, it is what it is.
Nah,
I just know that.
Did you see how they celebrated when they won the Kai Havertz?
Oh, I saw it.
I thought I was wondering that way. What's happening?
Is this Champions League
qualified? I didn't look, and they were so happy. But I get it though. See how physical it was. But 0-0, 89 minutes. You are wasting time. You are wasting time. 0-0.
It's tactics, bro.
That's not going to collect. No worries.
You guys should
just Daniel. You are you guys. So if you guys should win, what should happen? Like,
we're on to the next one.
Something gotta happen. We gotta give. Like, if you guys should, we gotta give, bro.
No, we'll do a watch party together.
Yeah, I want this guy to grab that there. You have to decide. Something has to give.
What about you? What do you do?
I will decide now. Something must give.
Me, absolutely. Let me tell you. Me and Arsenal, nothing is giving.
I was something has to give, my baby.
Arsenal is always like, it's always that thing. I watched the game like
25
minutes.
You
can beat these guys.
Huh?
You just win, I owe you a drink.
You owe me a drink.
Bro, I don't owe you shit. Let me tell you now. Because guess what? If Arsenal loses, it's not going to do me. I just know that they are losers. That's all. I'll be a winner. I will always be a winner.
It's all right.
Okay. We'll leave it at that now.
Arsenal
will win.
Arsenal is going to win this game.
And if Arsenal win, of course, don't worry. This is not an if.
We'll
come out very soon. You give me a drink.
Let's do that.
Buy bottle for us.
let's do that.
That bottle best goes to see Arsenal bottle the week.
After 20 years, say you no go buy the bottle.
Okay, maybe we do this one. For every trophy we carry this season, Dubai bus.
I don't do that with you. You got to
I thought
it
was a good trophy.
Let's see a world where you go trophy.
Well, now.
At this juncture, back to side, that's what makes you AK. Keep watching, keep studying. Keep getting tuned in. Keep blogging, keep subscribing, tell your friends.
The big brother. You know, stream my songs on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere, you know, I'm everywhere.
Jeez. Hold on the song now, hold on the song.
Man.
I'm okay. I stream, I'm okay, because if Arsenal doesn't win the league,
you will not be okay.